Says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph brings down the pasuk in Nishaya. Ksiva chemesach b'shem mifkati Hashem kol yom chol halayla tamid leyachashu maskimas Hashem al dami lachem. So my Amri hoche Amri Amr Rav Shila ata talkum to Achim Tzia. Achim Yitzchak says by name Shalaim. Mikar my Havi Amri before the Churban. What did they say? They said kibach Hashem etzion evil ma'ishav loy. Now the in the piyutim for Lel HaSeder by Nirtza, we say this piyut about everything that happens b'layla. So it says over there. And then we say Shemim Hafkin the Ircha Kol Hayom V'Kol Halayla, which is obviously miyosid on this pasuk over here. Chumasayach Hashem Mifkadatu Shemim. But L'Chayim it's a pella. We're asking Hashem. We're asking Hashem to please be Mafkid Shemim Ircha Kol Hayom V'Kol Halayla. Why do we have to ask that? The pasuk is made that Hashem is saying I did that. He's saying Chumasayach Hashem Mifkadatu Shemim Kol Hayom V'Kol Halayla. Never be quiet. So why do we need to ask Hashem to do that if He Himself is being made that He did that? That you always have the Shemim here. Even Mizman HaChurban would be the pshat in that bakasha. And it could be the pshat is that it's Rashi in the Gemara that the ikar din that they say is Mizman HaChurban, because they say they should be Merachim Tzi and they should be Ben Yerushalayim, that's Mizman HaChurban. Then the way asks, Mikarim I have Ami, and what did they say before the Churban? Bizman Shem Besim HaKdash Kayim. Then they said something else, Kivach HaShem B'Tzi and even Moshe Avloi. And Rashi says, in the Rashi on the top, he says, Aflas in love, I see the Mamalachim Liyah Shemim B'Lemmi Kivach HaShem B'Tzi, and Rashi says, that's going lost in love as well, that the Malachim are going to say Shira lost in love as well. So it's Mavur that there are two different Shiras that the Malachim would say. Bizman HaChurban, there would be one Shira, and then Bizman HaBinyan, there'll be a different Shira. That's what it was before the Churban, that's what it would be lost in love. So it could be that there are different groups of Malachim. There's a group of Malachim that say Shira Bizman HaChurban, they say the Pesukim Lagmar says of Terachim Tzion and Ben Yerushalayim. And then you have Bizman HaBinyan, there's a different group, they say Kivach HaShem B'Tzion. The mail that could be the pshat and the bakasha. We're asking Hashem Hafke Leircha. We want Hashem to appoint the new group of Shimrim, those who are going to say the new shira of Kibach Hashem B'Tzion Yivlo Hashavlei, because that will be the shira lasa lave. So it's really a bakasha that Hashem should build the base of Mikdash, and then we should have the new Shimrim, the Shimrim Hafke Leircha, that are going to be the ones that are going to say this new shira of Kibach Hashem B'Tzion. And I just want to end off with a har over here. You look at Rashi and Nishai in this pasuk Al Chumasai Hushalayim. Rashi says, he brings out Gemara, says, "Abesenet Ashu kamashmoy malachim maskemas Hashem al churbanu levnaisa." Then it says, "My Ami." Rashi says, so they say, "Ata takim terachim tziyon." And then he also brings kibach Hashem b'tziyon, kedusa b'msachs menaches. So l'chay Rashi in Chumash is in Navi is l'betzarchin, because he says "Abesenet Ashu" that it's going on the zman hachurban levnaisa, and yet he quotes the pasuk of kibach Hashem b'tziyon, which is going bizman ha'binyan. Not Bizman HaChurban. So it's a little bit tzarechin. My Rashi brings that if it's going on Bizman HaChurban. And also Rashi leaves out the second mandamer of Bein Yerushalayim. He only brings down the first mandamer, the last mandamer, which is going Bizman HaBinyan. It's a little bit tzarechin. What Rashi is doing, he seems to be touching it up a little bit differently than our Gemara.